Hey, happy Monday to you. Welcome to the program. I'm Gary Zimak, and it's great to be back here with you on Blog Talk Radio. Well, we're coming off of our annual Total Consecration to Jesus through Mary, and I want to congratulate you for making it through all the way. I'll tell you what, that is a big accomplishment. The fact that we made it through 33 days of listening to me, you should get some kind of an award for that. But I think it was a really powerful experience, judging by the emails I've gotten. You feel the same way. And I want you to just remember this, that you have made your total consecration, and we talked a little bit about it on Saturday's show. So if you didn't get a chance to listen to it, I recommend you check it out. We'll talk about what you do now that you made your total consecration. Essentially, you don't need to do anything in order for Mary to work. It's not like you have to put in X hours a day of Marian devotion in order for her to do her thing. Look, you asked her to help you out. She will do that. But it's a good idea, especially now that you're committed to really turning your life over to her and asking her to help you to change and to better live out your baptismal promises. You've asked her to help you to become a saint. It's a good idea that you get to know her, and that's one of the things that I would strongly recommend, and that's one of the things that we did discuss on Saturday. So don't forget about your mom. She's helping you out, so just make sure you turn to her and get to know her better, and you will see results. The results might not be as quick as you like. It's a gradual process sometimes, but I guarantee that Mary is working in your life. I know that for a fact. Sometimes we can't see everything that she's doing, but we can be assured that she is. And what I'd ask you to do is over time, and again, this happens gradually, over time, take a look at your spiritual life. Are you desiring to read the Bible more? Do you feel closer to Jesus? Are you praying more? Do you wish that you would pray more? Even something like that. A lot of times we look for these incredible results, but just a lack of satisfaction with the current state of your relationship with Jesus. Maybe all of a sudden you care about getting closer to him. Mary is going to work with each of us in a different way, and it's going to really depend on where we are in our spiritual journey. And we're all going to be at different places. So just give it some time. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you to understand, to be able to process what's going on in your own particular journey, and I know you will see great fruits in your life. But again, you just got to give her a little room to work and a little time. But congratulations, it was a really, it's always a rewarding experience to go through the total consecration, but we always end up not keeping all the new listeners. But if you are someone that went through consecration and you're still hanging with us, thanks be to God. So glad to have you here. As I mentioned on Saturday's program, what this program will be is a daily look at the scripture readings of the day. So if you really want to get used to reading sacred scripture, this will be the show for you. And just a reminder that today, this morning, I began my new daily radio show on Holy Spirit Radio in Philadelphia. This is, it's called Spirit in the Morning. This is an extension of that program. So I read the gospel in the morning, and I don't have a lot of time to really get into the nitty-gritty details, so we're going to do that on this show. And I've always wanted to really spend a lot more time with sacred scripture, with the idea that we'll use it to, we'll apply the teachings in scripture to our lives. This is not just a book exercise. It's not an academic lecture. This is taking the word of the Lord, the written word of the Lord in the Bible, and applying it to our daily lives. That's what I'm going to be doing here, and I hope you'll continue to join me on this program. And now remember, it's available not only on Blog Talk Radio, not only on iTunes, but on TuneIn Radio as well, so you can get it in a number of different sources. And I hope you'll let your friends know about this program, and that it does air from Monday through Friday, 30 minutes each day on Blog Talk Radio primarily, and then in those other places as well. So let them know. And also, you are very much invited to join me in the morning for Spirit in the Morning. Even if you're not in the Philadelphia area, you're going to get plenty of, again, you know my style. It's a light program. I have my assistant Dave Parker with me, my producer. We're going to rap about the Catholic faith, about how we can get to know Jesus better. Boy, did you believe I just said rap? I sound like somebody out of the 70s or something. Man, sometimes I surprise myself with what I say, but I guess I was in the 70s, wasn't I? But Dave and I are going to talk about some of the local goings-on in the Philadelphia area. But more importantly, we're going to talk about Jesus, do my Be Not Afraid Bible verse every day. We could play some music. And the good thing is we have a license to play the music over at the radio station, Holy Spirit Radio. I don't have that license here, so I can't play music on the podcast. If you know anything about me, you know that I do love music. So I love playing contemporary Christian music, which I think helps to really to draw us to the Lord at a different level. Sometimes just hearing a good song is all we need. It can really make the difference between a bad day or a good day, right? And that's what music can do. It can really get you started and point it in the right direction. So I do invite you to listen to that. Now, here's how you can listen. You can either go online at holyspiritradio.org, and we will be streaming live there. You can also listen on TuneIn Radio, and we'll be streaming live on TuneIn Radio as well. And finally, you can listen to the podcast at holyspiritradio.org. Just click on the Spirit in the Morning link, and that'll take you to the special page that we have set up for the program. And we're going to put each podcast every day for the entire week on that page. You also see some pictures and the links that we discussed on the program will be there as well. So Frank Elias and the guy who's doing all of the technical things, the technical work for us at the station, he's doing a phenomenal job. He even got a picture of our donuts today that we had to We had donuts from the Yum Yum Donut Shop, the Yum Yum Bake Shop. It's a phenomenal bakery. Frank got a nice picture, and he put it on that page as well. So holyspiritradio.org. Click on Spirit in the Morning to find out more. As always, I want you to know that I would love to answer your questions. I would love to come to your parish to speak. The best way to get in touch with me is gary@followingthetruth.com. And shoot me an email. Let me know what I can do for you, and I'll try to get back to you as soon as I can. For right now, however, let's remember something really important. We are in the presence of the Lord. That's one of the things I mentioned on the show today. We can easily forget that sometimes, I think. We could forget the idea that we're in God's presence. No matter what we do, we don't have to do anything to be in His presence. You know, if I were to be in your presence, if I wanted to be in your presence, I'd have to call you up, send you an email, and say, hey, let's get together so we can talk or whatever it is. But with the Lord, you don't have to do that. But you also have to, in order for you to benefit fully from the relationship, from the fact that He's there, in order to become good friends with the Lord, you got to remember that He is there. So there has to be some awareness on your part, and that's one of the things that I try to focus on, both on this show and in my morning show as well. We got to remember that He's there. So with that in mind, let's turn to Him now and lift our voices in prayer, asking Him to bless us and to bless this program and really the time that we are about to spend together. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Father in heaven, thank You for giving us another day. We're very grateful for the fact that You have allowed us to have this day. Please help us to make the most of it. Father, we ask You to bless us, to bless our family members, to bless all of those whom we encounter throughout the day. Help us to really live life in a way that would please You. So many times, Father, we're focused on our own needs, our own wants, and we leave You out of the picture. Well, we're going to turn to You today and say, Heavenly Father, we would love to please You. So if there's anything that You would like us to do for You, if there's any way that we can serve You better, let us know. Let us know what we can do. Please help us with all of our intentions, whatever they may be. Father, we ask You to help those who are anxious, those who are lonely, those who are struggling with doubt or despair, those who are dealing with addiction, those who are dealing with any kind of a problem that may seem insurmountable. Help them to realize that You're in charge, that You can fix anything, and that You're greater than any problem that any of us could have. Father, we ask You to help those who are struggling with weather-related problems, especially the many people struggling who are suffering from the effects of Hurricane Matthew still. Help all those affected by religious persecution. And we ask You to help our government in the United States. We have a big election coming up. Please help us to get the best president possible and help put an end to abortion. Help people to realize that abortion is nothing more than murder. Help us with our own personal needs, whatever they may be. Help me with this show. Father in heaven, I give it over to you, and I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to speak through me today so that your word may be proclaimed, and help us to open our minds and our hearts to be receptive to your message. And we ask for all of these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us. And good Saint Joseph, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thanks again for tuning in on this beautiful Monday. I don't know what the weather is like in your area, but I'll tell you what, in the Philadelphia suburbs where I live, the weather is really nice. It's 64 degrees and sunny right now. Nice October day. And again, I hope you're enjoying the day. I hope you're ready to get started, because we're going to talk about the scriptures today. Today we will look at the Mass readings from Monday of the 28th week in ordinary time. This is hard to believe, but we are nearing the end of the liturgical year. 28th week in ordinary time means that, to put it into perspective, there are 33 weeks in ordinary time, and then the 34th Sunday is the Solemnity of Christ the King. So that's where we are in the liturgical year. So we're kind of getting near the end, and then in November we'll head into the Advent season, which flips the calendar, and we begin a new liturgical year. That's the way it works with the church. So the first reading today is from the letter of St. Paul to the Galatians, beginning in chapter 4, verse 22. Brothers and sisters, it is written that Abraham had two sons, one by the slave woman and the other by the freeborn woman. The son of the slave woman was born naturally, the son of the freeborn through a promise. Now this is an allegory. These women represent two covenants. One was from Mount Sinai, bearing children for slavery. This is Hagar. But the Jerusalem above is freeborn, and she is our mother. For it is written, "Rejoice, you barren one who bore no children, break forth and shout, you who were not in labor, for more numerous are the children of the deserted one than of her who has a husband." Therefore, brothers and sisters, we are children not of the slave woman, but of the freeborn woman. For freedom Christ set us free. So stand firm and do not submit again to the yoke of slavery. And I'm going to distill this into a really simple message, because I think sometimes we can overcomplicate these scripture passages. And again, the way I like to approach it is, how does this apply to my life? Rather than just let it be a history lesson, and no doubt you can get a good history lesson from reading the Bible, but how does this apply to my life? How do I take this and use it to live in a manner that would please the Lord, to do what He would want me to do? Well, this is a reminder that we are not slaves. We are not slaves to sin. We are free in that we can do what the Lord wants us to do. We can obey, stand firm, do not submit again to the yoke of slavery. Before Christ came to earth, died, and rose from the dead to open up the gates of heaven, we were slaves to sin. And it's an important thing for us to remember that we now have the ability to be free. To be free and do what the Lord wants us to do. Now, does that mean we always do that? Nope. It does not. But we can. We are not slaves. And, you know, if you're a slave to something or someone, you don't have a lot of choice. You don't have freedom. Sometimes we let ourselves become enslaved to sin. And we almost think that it's impossible for me to break this. But it is possible. And what you and I need to remember is that we can, through the great graces received in the sacrament of reconciliation, we could break free from the bondage of sin. The Lord doesn't want you to be a slave to sin. The Lord wants you to be free. And the ultimate act of freedom is being able to choose right from wrong. A lot of times we'll think freedom means I can do whatever I want. Well, not really. To be truly free means to follow the truth, to obey God's commands in our life. So you've got that ability. Don't let anyone or think make you think otherwise. And there are a number of ways we can be enslaved, not just to sin, but we can be enslaved to things. We can be enslaved to love of comfort. So many different ways that we can be enslaved, but we don't have to be. We are meant to be free, to be able to do what God wants us to do, which eventually is going to get us to heaven. If you just made your total consecration, that's one of the ways that can help you to break free from the chains that have held you back in the past. The responsorial psalm is Psalm 113. Blessed be the name of the Lord forever. Praise you, servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord, both now and forever. From the rising to the setting of the sun is the name of the Lord to be praised. High above all nations is the Lord. Above the heavens is his glory. Who is like the Lord our God, who looks upon the heavens and the earth below? He raises up the lowly from the dust, from the dunghill, he lifts up the poor. You and I were the lowly. We are, and again, I don't tell you that to try to make you feel bad. I tell it to you so that you have a realistic idea of what's going on. Remember, whether or not you were with us for total consecration, we took a week to look at ourselves as we truly are. That's humility. That's what humility is all about. We don't overinflate ourselves, or we don't try to knock ourselves down. We look at ourselves as we are. And we're lowly. We are poor. We can't get to heaven. We can't even be good without the grace given to us by the Lord. So, in a sense, that reminds us that without Jesus, or apart from Jesus, and as he says in John 15:5, we could do nothing. Every bit of good that we ever do, it's not due to our own effort. It's due to the fact that the Lord is giving us grace. And I think that's so important that we recognize that in the totem pole of creation, we're not at the top. God's at the top. We're at the bottom. And you know, it's okay. It's okay to accept that. He's greater than we are. He's the one calling the shots. He's God. We're not. Therefore, we need his help. And we can be proud sometimes. How many times have you gotten through the day and really never even thought about God's help? Did you wake up this morning and thank God that you're able to breathe? Did you wake up in the morning and thank God that you're healthy, if you are healthy? Did you thank him for giving you another day? So many times we forget that. And I think it's such a huge step if we can get used to at least recognizing the fact that God is responsible for everything that we do or anything that happens to us throughout the day. It's incredibly important to recognize that. So again, you know, that's a start. You might have struggles to find God throughout the day, but this is something that I believe happens gradually. If you get used to talking to him and you live more closely, recognizing the fact that you're in his presence, and you get used to having the Blessed Mother operate in your life, you're going to find out that you will be more aware of the Lord's presence, of the things that he does. But, you know, as with anything, it is a process, and it takes time to really let that unfold. I'm going to read the Alleluia verse just because it fits in so nicely. Today's is, if today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. That happens to come from Psalm 95. It's a good question. It's a good reminder, isn't it? If you hear the Lord's voice, we're reading sacred scripture now. And certainly he is speaking through the pages of the Bible. But if you hear his voice, do you harden your hearts? Do you think, well, this doesn't apply to me, or this is too tough? Or do you say, okay, Lord, I heard your voice, and now I'm going to put it into practice? It's a challenging message for each of us. But with that in mind, let's look at the gospel. It's from Luke chapter 11, verses 29 through 32. While still more people gathered in the crowd, Jesus said to them, "This generation is an evil generation. It seeks a sign, but no sign will be given it except the sign of Jonah. Just as Jonah became a sign to the Ninevites, so will the Son of Man be to this generation. At the judgment, Queen of the South will rise with the men of this generation, and she will condemn them, because she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And there is something greater than Solomon here. At the judgment, the men of Nineveh will arise with this generation and condemn it, because at the preaching of Jonah they repented, and there is something greater than Jonah here. You know, one of these, this Bible passage, this gospel, is a challenging one, because what Jesus is saying to us is that we have the ability to hear his voice, to watch his actions, to see his real presence in the Eucharist. That's a privilege. And therefore, we're going to be held to a higher standard than those individuals who were born and lived before the time that Jesus was born. And he's talking about, you know, he's talking to the people gathered in the crowd, and he's giving them a warning. He's saying, this generation is an evil generation, because in the past, before I was born, the Queen of Sheba sought out King Solomon because she believed in his message. She knew that he was a holy man. She believed in his message. And the same goes for the Ninevites, who, when Jonah was sent to them with the message of repentance. And if you're not familiar with the story of Jonah, you really should read it. The book of Jonah is a very short book in the Bible, but it tells a great story. Jonah was very reluctant to be a prophet. He didn't want to do that. He didn't feel the Ninevites were worth wasting his time on. Boy, don't we do that sometimes? But the main point is, Jonah went to Nineveh. He tried not to go there, but God had other plans, and he eventually made it there. And when he spoke the message of repentance to these people, they listened to him, and they repented. And God spared them because of that. But again, Jonah didn't want to be there. And it's important to recognize that both the Ninevites, who listened to Jonah, and the Queen of Sheba, who took King Solomon seriously, are held up by Jesus as being role models for people who believed, even though they didn't have him, Jesus Christ, present at the time. But he's saying to the people who were right in front of him, hey, you guys, you're not imitating these other folks, the Ninevites, the Queen of Sheba, and you have me right in front of you, and you're not even listening. So I think the clear message for us today is not to criticize the people that Jesus was speaking to, because he's speaking to us too. Are we listening to him? Are we listening to him? Are we listening to Jesus as he speaks through his church? Are we listening to Jesus as he speaks through the Bible? Are we listening to Jesus as he speaks in the silence of our heart when we pray? Are we really listening to Jesus? Are we seeking him out? The church teaches that Jesus is present, not necessarily in a real way, such as with the Eucharist, but he's present in all of the sacraments. So when we receive baptism, it's Jesus who baptizes us. When we receive the sacrament of confession, it's Jesus who forgives us our sins, and so on and so forth. This is a really amazing concept. Are we recognizing that? Are we seeking him out? Are we grateful for the gift of Jesus? Do we pay attention during the consecration? That's one of my greatest problems. I really struggle with this. Are we really trying? And I'm fighting this. I'm asking for the grace, but I'm also trying to fight it, which is what the Lord wants us to do. He wants me to cooperate with that grace. Am I taking his real presence seriously? Am I turning to him in prayer? Am I listening to him? Or am I ignoring him? That's a question that all of us have to ask and to answer. The answer is going to be different for each of us. But Jesus is really saying to us, you've got something really special. You have me. Are you listening to me? And I think, as I said on my radio show this morning, that lays the foundation. That lays the foundation for a better understanding of the Gospels. Because the Lord says, pay attention to what I have to say. So with that, I would tell you, pay attention. And as we continue to read sacred scripture, I would ask you to really pay attention and try to apply every reading that you hear to your life, because every reading is addressed to you. I think it's all too easy to look at some of these Bible readings and say, well, this really doesn't apply to me. Sometimes you have to work pretty hard to figure out how it applies to you, but scripture is always relevant in some way. Some passages are going to hit you more than others, but scripture is always relevant in some way. So I hope you enjoyed the show today. And again, if you have any questions, please email me at gary@followingthetruth.com or visit my website, followingthetruth.com. Remember that I need your donations to continue to remain a full-time evangelist. So if you're able to help me out, please visit followingthetruth.com and click on the donate tab, and you'll be able to either become a monthly sponsor or make a one-time donation. That's one way to help me. The other way is to, every time you shop from Amazon, to use the link on my website at followingthetruth.com. Again, that's on the donate page. It's also on the sidebar of every page of the website. All you need to do is click on the Amazon image, and that will take you into Amazon.com, but it'll be flagged since it came from my website, and then anything you purchase results in a profit for me. And the final way that you could help me financially is to consider purchasing some of the fine products from Mystic Monk Coffee. They are also available on my website, followingthetruth.com. So in those ways, you can help me financially so I can continue to spread the good news. You can also pray for me, and I would really need that. Another thing you could do is maybe invite me to speak at your parish. If you're interested in bringing me out to speak, just shoot me an email at gary@followingthetruth.com. And while you're at it, if you have any questions that I can help you with, please let me know. Just a reminder that the Spirit of the Morning show airs tomorrow and for the rest of the week at 7 a.m. Eastern Time. You can find out more by going to holyspiritradio.org or by going to followingthetruth.com and clicking on the Spirit in the Morning image. Now, I would love to have you as a listener, even if you're outside of the Philadelphia area. I really do believe you'll enjoy the show. Now, today we got donuts. Tomorrow, I've been promised that we're going to have Egg McMuffins from McDonald's. So how's that sound? Well, doesn't help you out any, I guess. It sounds good for me. Oh, man, it's just one of the ways that it makes it a little bit easier to get up early. I got to get up really early to do the show since it's quite a drive for me. I typically get up at 4 a.m. to get there. So I'm dragging a little bit by the end of the day, but I love working for the Lord. I love being able to spread the good news, and I hope you become a regular listener to that show, to this show, as well as any of the other shows I do. I'll still be doing my EWTN segments, such as on the Sunrise Morning Show. I'll make it a point to appear on Teresa Tomeo's show, Catholic Connection as well, and any of the other programs that I do. I'm going to do whatever I can to spread the good news of Jesus Christ to as many people as possible. And again, remember that you're always welcome here, as well as the other show. I hope to have you back here tomorrow night as we continue to look at the good news as written in the books of sacred scripture. Any questions, you can email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. That's gary@followingthetruth.com. But if not, I hope you have a wonderful night. And remember that no matter where you go, no matter what you do, God is with you, and He loves you more than you will ever know. Have a wonderful night. We'll talk to you next time. God bless.